Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 6, we head to Singapore. The 1700s saw successive waves of colonisation in Southeast Asia, and under British rule, the Freeport of Singapore was a showcase for the latest civil engineering technologies. Cavenagh Bridge is a prime example, and even featured in many Joseph Conrad novels. Today, it's been repurposed as an essential pedestrian link into the heart of the city-state's civic centre, and is believed by locals to be a sacred and auspicious place to find your true love. Our bureau chief in Singapore, Nolan Giles, takes a tour of the bridge with Kelvin Ang, Director of Conservation Management at the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Singapore.
This bridge is the first bridge across Singapore River. It really transformed the communications between the North and the South Bank. Before this bridge was built, to travel across the river, you had to take a little sampan, a little ferry boat from one bank to the other. So when the bridge was built, we were told that the sampan rowers were very upset, you know, they lost their livelihood. But this bridge is also very important to us because it represents the introduction of modern technology in civil engineering. Since the 1700s, when successive waves of colonization happened in Southeast Asia, Singapore being a trading place, a free port, it meant that many new ideas in governance, in design, in construction, especially engineering, were introduced to the port cities that were founded. And from these port cities, new technology then spread to the rest of the hinterland or other settlements. So we can say that Singapore, in a way, was a test bed or showcase of the latest technology of the UK. Back then, you could order any bridge you want from Scotland or England, have it shipped up to the colonies, and this was a bridge that was ordered. It was shipped over in pieces, like a Lego set, and it was then assembled on the spot. So it was a piece of engineering in a kit form, and from then on, it just found a new market in Australasia, in East Asia, rest of mainland Southeast Asia.
It was a recently opened and untidy thoroughfare with rudimentary sidewalks and a soft layer of dust cushioning the whole width of the road. One end touched the slummy street of Chinese shops near the harbour. The other drove straight on, without horses, for a couple of miles, through patches of jungle-like vegetation to the yard gates of the new Consolidated Docks Company.
One of my favourite writers, Joseph Conrad, found Singapore as a base for his adventures in Southeast Asia. And when I read his novels and realised that his characters walked across this bridge in the late 1800s, early 1900s, it was so amazing to see Singapore River, this bridge, through his eyes, and to realise that in some ways nothing has changed. And I guess to me it came alive only because I too had seen this bridge through my life as a young child, as a working adult. But what was really interesting was that when I went to London and we saw the sights as a child and I heard Big Ben chime. And I thought, hang on, that sounds very familiar. And then I realised it was the same chimes as the Victoria Clock Tower. So it was like, oh wow, two very different cities, but the sound is the same. So that was a strange thing for a young child to experience. So that's P&W McClellan from 1868, Engineers, Glasgow. We often overlook that the impact of industrialization in Scotland had a very big influence in the colonies. It is really a most elegant construction. You've got a pair of strong granite pylons on either end of the bridge where very, very slender cast iron stays linked to the main bridge itself. It's held up by eight pairs of stays, and they're almost like a very thin spiderwebby construction that link it back to the pylons to hold the bridge up. So all these little design elements, you would say that in a sense they weren't really necessary from a practical point of view, but in creating a sense of place and time and in creating a beautiful outcome, these are critical. You know, even the balustrade of cast iron, sort of shield-like circles with little sword motif, cross bracings, they've got stars on them, you know, a bit of honeycomb pattern, and they just make things prettier. It's really like a Victorian lace, but in iron. good friend of mine. It was a Chinese New Year. And you may know that the last day of the Chinese New Year is a traditional Valentine's Day for the Hokkien community, which I'm from. On that day, if you go to the river or the sea or the lake and you do something special, you will have good luck to meet the love of your life in the year ahead. So for a woman, you have to throw a good orange, because in Hokkien, the rhyme is Tim Ho Kam Che Ho Ang. So you throw a good orange, you find a good husband. So we were watching a movie in Orchard Road and we were rushing all the way down here to the river because we said, this is the most beautiful place. I think good luck here, right? So as we got here, ran to the river, as we stood here on the same spot, she threw the orange into the river, and as the orange landed in the river, the midnight chimes went. Just in time. So for that 1 year, you know, she went dating, etc., and she met someone. 1 year later to the date, he came back to Singapore and he asked her, I came back early because I want to ask you, will you marry me? So it was so fantastic. I was so happy. So I think this is a bridge of love.
Well, Chinese traditions, we brought some oranges and apples and we're hoping that you can take... I can throw one as well.
Do you mind? There's no one around. There's no environment officer around. Oh, you know, I had a friend. He was so daring. He said, what's this? One is not enough. I'll throw a few apples. 1 year, he threw about 5 or 6 apples. And he was very busy with many girls that year. It wasn't pleasant in the end for him. And another year, he threw an apple so hard it hit the river wall and it smashed into many pieces. So that year, there was only one girl in his life, but it also wasn't very easy for him. So the third year, he was very careful where he threw the apple, into the middle of the river. No smashing, nothing. Okay.
And did it work for him?
Yeah. He's now married, he's got a kid, so it's all is fine and well. Yeah. So look out towards Anderson Bridge, where Marina Bay is. Have a silent prayer. Hold it like you hold a baseball, I suppose, or a cricket ball or a rounders ball, and just throw it in the river.
All right, I'm gonna give it a try. Here we go.
Nice plop.
So what's gonna happen now?
I think you just have to be open for the opportunity of romance in your life in the coming year. I think we all need more love in our lives.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.